and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, January 4th, 2021. That has a good ring, huh? Today in the news, through all of its thrashing machinations, gold just completed the second decade of the 21st century bull market, reports FX Empire. We now look for gold in the first year of the third decade to reach $2,401 an ounce for a gain of 26%, they write. With the currency debasement pedal stomped all the way to the metal, gold ought to be in top gear. The fundamentals are overwhelmingly positive. Gold roared out of the blocks into 2021 as yields and the dollar decline, reports Bloomberg. Gold surged above $1,900 an ounce as lower U.S. yields and a weaker dollar helped the precious metal to build on its biggest annual advance in a decade. Bullion climbed to the highest level in almost 2 months after renewed declines in real yields boosted gold's allure. The decline in real rates is being driven by a rise in inflation expectations, with investors betting the vaccine distribution, further central bank support, and continuing government aid. Well, between record low mortgage rates, Congress fiscal stimulus checks, and record debt-fueled demand, and extremely low supply, the housing market is entering 2021 in a bubblicious territory, surpassing levels not seen since the 2006-07 housing bubble, reports Zero Hedge. Surging home prices mean that millennials can't afford to buy, as this has pushed affordability to a 12-year low. Bloomberg says homebuyers had to spend at least 30% of their wages to afford the average American home, the largest share of any quarter since 2008. And lastly, in 2021, all the world's a stage, writes Peggy Noonan at Wall Street Journal. She says we got through 2020 with pictures of normality in our heads. In a few months, they'll start to come true. She says dreams are how we really got through the year, a picture of when the pandemic is over that we carried in our psychic wallets. She says my friend the professor would see this. He and his students are in a room, and he's teaching them again instead of via Zoom. She writes, my vision of 2021, we're gathered in a darkened theater, 1,500 of us, for the first time since March of 2020. Yes, the great comeback of 2021 is surely coming, she writes, and it will be led and fed by the idea of pent-upness. There's so much pent-up desire for joy out there. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it first thing this year.